every week now, we are refreshing and adding additional content. We have another big transition happening at the end of January where we create an online community, and that incorporates some things that the agency has done at business.gov. So really, the launch of SBA.gov was the first part of labor, and now it's really an ongoing process for how we continue to better serve small businesses.
And let me have you take a half a step back and talk about that mindset change, because that seems like a pretty critical piece of this is, hold on, what do we actually want to accomplish? So when you say you're trying to change how the website gets used, talk about that mindset change.
Sure, and this was really a directive that came down from the highest levels at our agency, Administrator Mills in particular. Look, we see this every day in our private lives. The way we use technology and the web is changing, whether it's what we're doing online from things like banking, where we used to go down the street to the local branch, to how we are online. We're not just at a desktop computer anymore. We're on our mobile devices. We're using, you know, micro blogs like Twitter to communicate and follow news and information. So as we look at the people that we serve across the country, the way they use online tools is changing. And what we took a step back and looked at the previous SBA.gov and the way that the agency was using the internet, we were a great repository of information, but it was a ton of information. Every agency deals with this, the different departments, the different programs. It is an awful lot to try and get your head around.
Yeah.
And what we know is that increasingly consumers, users, constituents, however you define them, we want it all quicker, right? If we can't find it through a Google or Yahoo search and it takes us right to the page, or we don't get the answer to our question in a couple of minutes, we lose interest, we throw up our arms and walk away. We cannot afford that when it comes to America's small businesses and entrepreneurs. When you look at, you know, despite the good, the 103,000 jobs created in December, that's not enough. These small businesses are the job creators, and after they put the kids to bed at night and they're exhausted from a long day at the office, they need to have somewhere they can go to get the answers to the questions they need and find them quickly.
And so part of this challenge, and journalism is going through that challenge too. It was a wonderful world where we got to tell people when they got information, in what form, at what time, and in how, what length, and all those kinds of things. Now people get to make those choices, and it's similar for government. And oftentimes we spend so much time thinking about that front page when oftentimes people do Google, and so they're inside your site almost before you know it.
Yeah, this has been a really interesting challenge for me as somebody relatively new to the government. Again, with 24 program areas, and I think that probably pales in comparison when you look at some of the larger agencies across the federal government, everybody has a mission in their daily life, and here at the office, this is what we do. But not everybody needs to be on the homepage to be found and for their programs to be given the value that they deserve. What we are finding in just the first couple weeks of the site is that 3 out of 5 people that come to our website don't ever go to the homepage. They find it either through a Google or a Yahoo, or they find it, they're at an external third-party site that has referenced something that SBA does and takes them directly into a lower level of the site. So that to us was a pretty, important data point, and was very helpful as we were doing internal communications to say, look, we're not devaluing or judging, one program area versus another. We are making sure that everything that we do can be found very quickly by small business owners and our other audiences that we serve, whether it's, the Hill or the executive branch, our sister and brother federal agencies. Everybody ought to be able to find what they're looking for. And as we continue to evolve the site, we'll be looking at metrics and data to determine, hey, are we fulfilling that mission and helping people find what they need very quickly?
Talk about the evolution as you move forward. And you said that this is just a launch 1.0. What comes after this? And how do you set up some kind of governance process so this doesn't become sort of the Frankenstein monster websites, which often happens, and you go, oh, no, we have to have this up here. We need this up there. And pretty soon it's back to looking sort of clunky again.
Yeah, so I'll take the first part of the question first, which is what comes next. And many folks in your listening audience may know, during the Bush administration, there were e-government initiatives that really tried to create one-stop shops, clearinghouses, whatever term you want to use. One of those that was created was business.gov. The idea was that that site would, across the federal government, whether it's SBA, labor, treasury, commerce, if there was something a small business person needed to know about working with the government, they could find it at business.gov. What we have decided is, looking at the traffic at business.gov versus the traffic at sba.gov, it turns out there's a ton of great content at business.gov that wasn't getting seen by as many eyeballs because as a federal agency, SBA gets more traffic.
Yeah.
So what we're going to do, the current site, which we launched, I think it was December 21st, we're still mostly focused on what SBA has to offer. So by the end of January, we're going to have incorporated all of that business.gov content that, no matter what it is you're looking for across the government, you have a way to find it through SBA.gov. The second big piece is the online community that business.gov has been the home to, which is about 50,000 entrepreneurs and small businesses who, through discussion forums and, essentially chat boards, can share their, common successes, frustrations, and interact with each other as easily as they can with the government.
Yeah.
If you have a question about a regulation or a policy, or even I think a recent discussion I saw was, how do you terminate an unruly employee? Well, the government is going to give you one piece of advice, but if you can talk to a fellow entrepreneur who has dealt with that recently, that's great information. And if we can facilitate that communication between those folks, we've done a good job, even if we haven't been the ones who provided the answer.
Almost become a platform for
exactly.
People to have those discussions, those conversations.
Yeah.
And so as you move forward, that can be very challenging. I mean, it can be challenging to do.
Very challenging. Every day we are continuing to get great feedback from folks internally, from folks externally. Change is always hard. There are people who have used our site for a long time, and got very accustomed to navigating it. So it's a little bit of a shock to see a new way to go through it. With the right amount of education and communication, this at the end of the day is going to be a great tool and resource both for small businesses, entrepreneurs across the country, and frankly, I think for our agency's employees and for folks across the federal government who are looking for resources outside of their own agency.
How difficult is it within your own organization to get people to do this mindset change? Hey, we're not just here to provide this document and post it, but to actually to be this community, a source of community building.
It's constant, feedback and education and communication. Again, some folks are totally on board the first time they hear it. Some folks, you gotta spend a little bit more time talking to and explaining how it works and going through some of those metrics and the data with them and explaining this is how people use these kinds of tools these days. If you're committed to it and you communicate clearly, I think that other agencies can have the same kind of success that we're seeing.
It's interesting because I remember when I was covering this stuff back in the early 90s, and everyone was putting up websites, and that was news then. And now everyone's redesigning websites. And really, if you do this well, you're not just building your website; it is all the back end stuff that maybe people don't see immediately, but if you dig in deeply into a website, you do see it. It comes through. That's the stuff that really takes a lot of work, takes a lot of thought process.
Absolutely. Everything from the databases that house where our district offices and our resource partners are and the phone numbers for those offices to, the publicly available data that our agency generates on a monthly and quarterly basis, be it from loan volume or, reports on government contracting, syncing up those systems behind the scenes, is essential. And we wouldn't be where we are today without the great partnership that our Office of Communications has had with our Office of the CIO.
Yeah.
And I know some of those go by different names across the government, but it's absolutely essential that you have the communications end of it and the CIO or information technology end of it.
And we were talking before we started, but you can't communicate enough. It's just a lot of communication.
You really can't. I mean, we launched the site in, as I said, December 21st. Our internal and external communications around started in June of last year.
Yeah.
So it's a long road. It's a lot of repetition, and it's just
when you feel you're sick of it, it's probably other people are just hearing it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's starting to sink in.